we're going to open the phones up. The phone system wasn't turned on, which is fine. Now it's turned on. It's digital. So if you want to join us, it's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Military, special operations, State Department types, people in Venezuela. We want to hear your view on what we've said. Are we right? Are we wrong? Where do you see all this going? 877-789-2539. Now, I saw Victor Hansen Davis, great historian, do a great job breaking down the incredible scandal taking place in California. But the Democrats, again, are doing this by design. They are bankrupting economies, Cloward and Piven, communist style. Well, they steal the money themselves to then finally bring the country down in an emergency. And then out of that, they say, see, capitalism didn't work. We need communism. $76 billion in federal taxpayer funds are missing in California. Are you surprised about that? And they spent all these tens of billions on a railway that doesn't work. Austin just suspended its train. They spent like $1 billion on. They never build any of it by design. $92 billion for fiber optics to rural areas. Not one person connected by Biden. They do it on purpose. It's all about stealing. It's all about destroying. Here's the report. We'll be right back with your calls.
Gavin Newsom is in a lot of trouble because California's nonpartisan state auditor just delivered a financial obituary for the world's fifth largest economy. $76.5 billion gone, vanished into a labyrinth of fraud, waste, mismanagement, and incompetence so vast that it makes Minnesota's systematic looting look like amateur hour at a county fair. The audit released December 11th places eight state agencies on a high-risk designation, double the number when Gavin Newsom took office, and the breakdown reads like a criminal indictment disguised as bureaucratic assessment. $32 billion paid to unemployment fraudsters during the pandemic, $24 billion in homelessness spending that the state cannot track or account for, even as tent encampments metastasize across every major city. $18 billion consumed by a high-speed rail project that after 17 years has yet to lay a single operational mile of track. $2.5 billion in annual exposure from improper food stamp payments. $650 million wasted on a scrapped emergency services upgrade that never functioned. And this represents merely the documented losses that auditors could quantify. The full scope of the catastrophe likely extends far beyond what any audit could capture. Representative Kevin Kiley stood on the House floor and stated what California's own audit confirms. California is the fraud capital of America. Not hyperbole, not partisan exaggeration, a mathematical certainty derived from the state's own accounting. The number of agencies designated as high risk for waste, fraud, abuse, or mismanagement has doubled under Newsom's tenure. Eight separate agencies now carry this designation, meaning they exhibit serious fiscal pathologies and have failed to implement adequate corrective actions despite repeated warnings. The Employment Development Department that dispensed $32 billion to fraudsters, the Department of Social Services overseeing CalFresh benefits, hemorrhaging billions in improper payments, the Department of Finance that lost track of $24 billion in homelessness funds, the California High-Speed Rail Authority burning through $18 billion with nothing to show but environmental.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Not just modern history. So many times wars are won or lost before they start. Hitler in World War II, when they went into France, had already bought off over 90% of the French military leadership. And so they still had to fight the British Expeditionary Force and some of the French military, but the Germans ran across the Maginot Line and took over France in just a few weeks. And it's the same story. In 1991, most of the Iraqi military leadership was paid off, stood down. Same thing in 2003. Clearly, a lot of that happened Saturday morning. That doesn't take away from the precision of the military and everything that was done and knocking the power out and hitting the sites, and, you know, the missile sites in case somebody, you know, hadn't been bought off. And then all you had was the Cuban intelligence as his Praetorian Guard. They're not going to let him go. He was trying to leave. All evidence points towards, and the body language and the videos, Maduro looked like, again, he was a man that had fallen off a boat 5 miles from the coast and swam through a bunch of jellyfish-infested water and finally made it to land. He looked really happy. And I see people see that, and they go, oh, this is all staged because he looks happy. No, he looks happy because they were getting ready to martyr him. I think there's about a 90% chance that's the case. In fact, my gut, all the evidence, a lot of points go into that. That's what Patrick thinks, too. And he was heavily involved in operations, you know, in Venezuela and exposing the election fraud and all of it you know, that happened a few years ago. But regardless, this is a big deal for America. This is about reasserting our sovereignty. It's about kicking the Chinese out of Panama and out of Venezuela. Cuba's about to fall. There's a lot of danger, though, involved. And so I wanted to open the phones up for special operations people, State Department-type folks, any Venezuelans that want to call in at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Earlier, when I gave the number out, I didn't let them know I was about to do it. So the phone system's computer is turned off because it gets all these calls if it's on. So it wasn't on right at first. Now it's on if you tried to call and couldn't get through. It's open now, 877-789-2539. All right, let's go ahead and go to Alex in Texas, former military current. We're not asking who, just say military, talking about Maduro and Venezuela. What's your take on our analysis? What's your view? Where do you see this going?
Thank you, Alex, so much for your being spot on about the rescue mission. I did missions, about to do a mission in Fort Ord, California with the 1989 Just Cause. I was enlisted back in the day, and everything was so confusing. I used to do slides for my major and everything like that, and just heard all this information from Just Cause missions. I had no idea Escobar had anything to do with it, and when we did a Noriega capture over there, the way, the difference of then and now, how clean and crisp everything's done, It's amazing. I can't believe how you, Alex, yourself, is picking up on all this, information as we go, and just clearing up for everyone that's listening to you, that supports you, how you make it so simple. From back then, doing the slides on plastic slides, to now going on the internet and finding out everything for ourselves.
It's easy for me because I'm just reading the analysis and talking to experts. But yeah, I mean, it's got to scare our adversaries just how everything communicates so well. All the people, all the different branches of the military. It's just, that's why every time Trump does this, is a major roll of the dice, because it takes just the intel on the ground. I mean, all of it. I mean, it doesn't take away from the mission's success or how well it was done. That obviously they got a bunch of the Venezuelan military to stand down. I mean, that's really the trick right there, is to get your enemy not to fight to begin with.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you a cool little story. When I got deployed to Afghanistan, I turned captain when I got sick and tired of babysitting little troops out there, just weren't wondering about their rank all day. So when I went out there in 2011, I got so hooked up with you back in 98, 99, when I was sitting around in an office wondering what the hell am I going to do with my life. And then I saw a bunch of ROTC people at Texas Tech. That's where I graduated from. And I said, let's do it, man. Let's get this thing on the road. And I went to Afghanistan. I went ahead and ordered some stickers from you that 9/11 was an inside job. I got like 100 stickers, 200 of them you sent me. And I went to every part of Kandahar, putting up the stickers on the bathrooms, putting them everywhere, and because all I saw was a bunch of contractors running around and getting in our way, getting in our space, and we were just there protecting them. And I was just like, felt like I had no purpose over there. And finally I resigned over there and got into the National Guard over here, did some real missions out here in the border of Harlingen and McAllen. And I felt, this is my mission. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I got retired. I'm doing reserve now, but not the real, 20 years in service, because I was wasting my time and money. So thank you.
That's amazing, brother. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. We'll go to No Lock in Virginia, Animal Mother Julio. Others in a moment. Let's go to Animal Mother. That's the name of the guy in Full Metal Jacket from Florida. Military on the communists and Trump. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank God for America. I just want everybody to be reminded that these communists around the world in Vietnam, the Viet Cong were hiring Cuban intelligence to torture our POWs. So everybody needs to watch your back, because they're going to be on, they're going to be on their toes right now. And if they do try anything, we need to swarm them.
Well, what do you think overall the mission? What do you think the pitfalls are? Where do you see this going?
I think the Delta Force did a beautiful job. I heard Trump say it was 47 seconds from the time they hit the deck to the time they had that guy by the hair. I think it's beautiful. Those fat communists over there, they can't fight. None of them can. All their generals got ribbons down their chest, and they've never fought or won a war. These people are retarded. But these people are working for other communists across the drink, in Europe, in China, and everywhere. And we need to stay on our toes. Don't let your guard down. Complacency will get you killed. And I'm in Miami right now, and no liberals won't even look at nobody. They're looking at the ground right now.
That's because they know that on every front they're failing.
Yes, sir. And they will fail.
Right now we're showing the militia, and how do you know a communist over there, because they're so fat? I mean, this is, imagine more oil, the whole U.S., more gold than Africa, and they steal it all, and then literally have the daughters of the communists that weigh like 400 pounds running around with AK-47s. This just shows you who communists are.
Yeah, they're clowns. And it's amazing how many people have died for this. Today is the anniversary that I watched my friend die from a sniper in Iraq. And these people, I just want everybody to know, they kicked us in the teeth while we were down, okay? They deserve what they're going to get, all of them.
Well, look at Venezuela openly with the Democrats stealing all these elections, flooding us with all the drugs. People go, well, it's not from there. They,
disgusting.
Venezuela runs it all, folks. They run the labs in Canada making it. It's not debated. People go, well, Venezuela doesn't. Venezuela's the nerve center.
Yeah, it's totally disgusting. And I just want everybody to know, I just bought some Alex Jones products, those gummies, those creatine gummies. Amazing.
They really are good. They're the highest quality creatine. There's a whole giant container of them. It just funds the operation. So God bless you, Animal Mother. Appreciate your call. And look, I was against all these other operations because it was for globalist interests. This is about our hemisphere. It's about reasserting our dominance, kicking the Chi-Coms out. Doesn't mean that it can't be, you know, all sorts of traps and who knows what's going to happen now. Trump's been very limited and sent a message to him, but we're not out of the woods yet. So let's go to No Lock in Virginia, military on Venezuela operation. Go ahead, No Lock.
Well, I'm obviously calling in under No Lock because I can't use my old name anymore. I'm sure you know who you're talking to, right?
No, I don't know what No Lock means, but okay.
All right. Well, the opposite of Moloch. So anyway, your whoever your call screener is says not to use the old name. But anyhow, I definitely
I don't know what that means,
that.
Bro. Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Is that will kill
it? We got to stop. It is a screening, a call to get your name where you're calling from. I'm not going to do this dance on air and talk about call screening. I'm not doing it. We're not screening your call. You're on air, okay?
Gotcha. All right. So this is Owl Killer. And
Jesus Christ.
So I definitely support the Maduro. I definitely support the Maduro operation. It was swift. It was using the military as a scalpel. It was in. It was out. It was a message to everybody else in our hemisphere. It was to all the communists that are in our hemisphere that's not going to be tolerated anymore. Now, what I really think it is, you're cutting the Venezuela energy off from China, of course, and you were hitting on this in your the first hour that's the big play. It's also a message to Brazil that if you want to participate in BRICS, you're going to have to be looking over your shoulder. He's got to do something about getting Bolsonaro out of prison over there. That was his ally. Bolsonaro supported him. Bolsonaro took, not necessarily for Trump, for his own country, but Bolsonaro got stabbed in the stomach and he got thrown in jail for the ideals that Trump supports and espouses. So I would definitely like to see more pressure in trying to get Bolsonaro out of jail. There's a lot of people that are, a lot of these Johnny-come-latelys to the MAGA movement that are trying to attack Trump for, you know, what they look at as an aggressive foreign policy, no new wars. Look, I was against the Iran strike, and now I'm almost second-guessing my original thought because Iran's about to collapse. So I think I would give Trump the benefit of the doubt that there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't know that's going on, especially with the financial systems.
Well, sure, but let's just be clear. It's a new foreign policy. The U.S. had a military before the neocons took over the last 40 years. So the U.S. military is going to do things. We can debate each time they do. But the idea that, oh, we're back to the neocons, we're back to the, that's not what this is. And so that part's a lie. You can say you're against it. You can say you think it's wrong. There's a lot of reasons to agree with people. I think it's a close call. And it can be a trap. My point is that this is not part of the old doctrine. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Julio in Illinois, who's Venezuelan, to give your take on the situation. Julio, welcome.
Alejandro, it's been a long time since we've last spoken, so I hope you're doing well. You're looking good. It's crazy. My dad's Venezuelan. My uncle, godfather, he was in the Venezuelan military, retired within the last 5 to 6 years. And every time my father would talk about my uncle, he would always say he's with them, but he's not with them. So essentially, being in the military in Venezuela, considering how poor of a nation it became over the last several decades, led him to a decent paycheck, health insurance, etc. But he wasn't really a communist. He did it for his love of his country, and I'm sure today he's thrilled. You've mentioned this. A lot of people are concerned about the traps and the pitfalls. Lord knows what's going to happen within the next week, let alone a couple of months down in Venezuela. People have to understand South America over the last several decades has been a hellhole, all the way down south from Argentina to Brazil to Venezuela. Venezuela could be the beacon of South America with all its oil reserves. So it's going to be intriguing to see, Alex, what's going to happen in the next couple of months. But I also see people's frustrations with what's happening here domestically. But people have to remember, first-generation Hispanics, whether it be from South America or the Caribbeans, they're true conservative types. They're true nationalists. They love their country, love of family, and love of Christ. The only reason why we're seeing a lot of new wave Hispanics becoming liberal or progressive is because of, like you've said this many times before, Mecha La Raza. My sister was a part of La Raza when she was in high school over a decade ago. So there's a reason they've targeted Latin America for many, many years, and there's a reason they're worried about a true nationalism spreading across this continent.
Yeah, because Latin America, before communism hit, it was very successful, even on per capita, more successful than the U.S. And then it's just this scourge, and now people are conflating our other military operations with this, and with Venezuela manipulating our elections, being the piggyback for Democrats, it was a really smart move for Trump to make, though I still see it as a gamble. How do you think this is going to unfold? I mean, do you think that they're actually going to hold elections without the U.S. sitting in the military, which I don't want to happen?
I think Trump's going to be forced to that type of decision, Alex. Just to know how things are going to shape up down there, you're going to see a retaliation from the large communist groups. It's just going to be what type of retaliation. I mean, we could see civil unrest in the coming weeks down there in Caracas.
Well, I love all the protests, nothing but white liberals, mainly older women. And then people ask him, well, what do you know about Venezuela? Can you even find on a map? And most of them can't even do that. And whether all over the country, within hours of the strike, by 8 a.m., they all had their signs, the same signs printed up by the Soros-funded groups, literally saying the same thing. And then people interview them all over the country, D.C., L.A., Austin. They don't even know why they're there. And then I've got everybody else jumping on me saying, oh, you're a warmonger now. You love the CIA's regime change. The CIA's been on record not wanting Trump to do this because they were involved in the whole piggy bank down there as well.
They've been involved with everything, Alex. it's crazy to see this activity happen. It's going to be even crazier a couple of weeks. Everyone just continue to pray for cooler heads to prevail. And again, Venezuela and all of South America, they want prosperity just as much as an American from Arkansas to Bangor, Maine, right? Everyone wants that. In all of these nations, they've been infiltrated by, in one way or another, by central intelligence and larger organizations. It's going to be fascinating. I also see people's concerns with Citgo. Citgo Petroleum could make a lot of money, but what's going to happen with those oil fields, Alex? I get people's concerns. We've had a crazy last three decades with government psyops, and I understand people's worries, and
Looked at, but I mean, here's the deal. Trump said it. We don't even need the money from that oil. We don't want the Chi-Coms to get it and use it as a projection of power. So they want to rebuild the country, all of it. Under the communists, they wanted to make you poor, cut production down to 6% of what it would have been. So sure, the corporations are going to line their pockets, yeah, but at least there's going to be jobs and all the rest of it. And then the left's like, oh, look, Jones can't wait for corporations to come and exploit people. Trump wants expansion and laissez-faire and jobs here and jobs there, and he's got energy prices already cut. So I trust Trump a lot more than the communist Chinese, to turn things over to the Venezuelans. And so will it be perfect? No. But, I mean, I think it's night and day, comparatively, of what Venezuela will be able to do with the U.S., you know, helping set them up to move forward.
And Lord willing, this opens up tourism because the most beautiful women in the world, ladies and gentlemen, or Venezuelan. God bless you, Alex, and everyone. Hope you all take care.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, the U.S. didn't stay in Japan after World War II for long. We could have had China. That was the old America, though. Now, we don't do it for ourselves. We go out and take over countries to set up for the globalists. So I'm against all these globalist wars, against all this expansion stuff. But if China got that oil, which they basically had, if they got the Panama Canal, the message is it's over. America's at home for business. But if Trump goes in and gets Greenland to sell us a bunch of the property to secure the Arctic, which is going to be the big thing in the next 50 years, I mean, these are all the right moves Trump's making. I mean, do you think we got this powerful and rich for no reason? Until the late 40s, we were always doing it for American interest. And people loved us because we gave them a lot better deals than everybody else. We went all over the world and built industry. We built the Saudi Arabian oil rigs 90 years ago. We built their refineries. We built it all. Everything. Panama Canal, you name it. Everything. And then we signed it all over. Americans in 1946 through 1955 were 4% of the world's population and had 90% of the world's wealth. Think about that. How is that possible? Because there wasn't that wealth. We made the wealth. We created the science, the technology, the industries. And then the globalists all moved in and made deals with China and others to sell it all out. And it tells we're a service economy and all the rest is crap so that you wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't be needed. Now they want to bring in robots to get rid of you. So is Trump perfect? No. But is he a lot better than the globalist plan? It's not even debatable. But I get the constant hammer, which I don't mind. This is a talking point. You're a sellout. You work for the Republicans. Blah, 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 blah. I don't get any money from the Republicans. I don't go to the events. I don't sit there and try to, you know, have any of that stuff. I just sell products directly to the listeners that I know are great, that you're going to love. Keep us on air. The message is what matters. I believe in the people. And I don't know how you don't sit back and look at the world and not bet on Trump and America and this plan. Because, again, it's not perfect, but compared to every other plan, it's perfect. I mean, it's like not even, okay, these people are like, oh, get rid of Trump. Turn your back on him. You know, okay, so Tim Walz and Kamala Harris? Gavin Newsom? I mean, they wreck economies on purpose. They admit to make you controlled. 40-something billion dollars to build EV charging stations. They built like 8 of them. Each one costs $1 million. $92 billion to build fiber optics to everybody in the country. They didn't connect one person. You know, tens of billions to build a railway station. I was watching the news just the other day. I rarely watch local news. And I was in a restaurant, and they had local Time Warner has, like, CNN as a local station here. It's been on ever since I'm, you know, high school. It's got a new name. It's like News One or something. And I'm watching just the text. It's like, Austin closes the railroad. Austin, you know, Cap Metro Rail closes. And it was like $300 million spent, 20 years building it. And they built one rail line, like, up to Waco, and no one rode it because there's no parking in it. It's just like, at least we didn't spend tens of billions like California with not 1 mile of rail. Folks, they do it on purpose. It's their plan. With Trump, you're going to get it built on time for half the price. And it's going to work because he's old-fashioned. He's neurotic about stuff working. Trump doesn't like spending money on having something happen. He's like, well, what's the point of that? With Newsom and people, it's their methodology to give you nothing and steal everything you got because they're at war with you because they're Satanist, globalist, communist. That's not rhetoric. That's who they are. Okay? It's their philosophy to take everything and give nothing. They're of their father, the devil. Lewis, Scott, Victor, Savage Dog.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has, like, a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because
just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. Globalist empire is on the run.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Lewis, Scott, Victor, and Savage Dog. That's all of the time we'll have because got a special guest coming up next hour, but I really want to talk to all of you here in just a moment. But I got to hit this because I did all this preparation and then I don't get it. Problem is I've got over 20 of these videos, so I'm just going to play 3 of them. But when I tell you that globalists want to make you poor by design, read the Club of Rome documents. They're public. Read Limits to Growth. Read Paul Ehrlich, Obama's science czar. Jay Dyer is a real expert on this. I mean, it's crazy how they talk about how they want to make you poor to control you. Call it communist, call it feudalist, whatever you want. Feudalism is the number one government in history. In recorded 7,000 years of history, guess how many governments are estimated to have been feudalist? 99% of the Greek democracies and the Roman republics and everything, that's less than 1%. Feudalism is the system. It's slavery, where they keep you poor to control you. Latin America isn't a crap hole because the people are crap. I'm only 50-something years old, but I was down there when it was nicer. I've read the history books, talked to folks. It was all these Americans were moving. It was just gorgeous. Architecture, literature, culture, money, everybody. All gone because of communism. Just like that. Because the globalists, the control freaks, don't want strong cultures. They don't want freedom. They don't want a bunch of families raising their kids where they want. They don't want a bunch of choices. Remember Bernie Sanders said, why when I go to the store are there 20 types of deodorant? You only need one. They don't like the choices. So here's Klaus Schwab famously saying, governments will no longer run things, the technocrats will. Well, Trump, say what you want, is blowing that up now. No, bitch, we run it. And now their whole order's broken apart, so it's like, yeah, China, Russia, the U.S., we run it. And now we got to deal with these different groups. But at least it's a lot easier to do. And then I got the internet's like, we caught the top general over the stuff saying we want the resources down there. It's all about stealing them. With Trump, he's not even, we're not going to steal them. We built most of the infrastructure for it. We're just going to go in and say, we'd like to buy it. Panama said, yeah, we wish you were still here. You just left. Of course we want you back. Trump offered him double the money, the Chinese. And Panama government goes, we love you, please. Thank God America's back. Trump came out and said, we're open for business again, and $19 trillion dumped in. It happened the first time he got in, but they launched COVID to shut that down. Listen, for all America's problems, the world still remembers when we were good. And they still want to get in bed with us, okay? So they're like, oh, look, we caught this general admitting it's about resources. The whole world is. There's more rare earth minerals down there in Venezuela than in Africa. You should just let the Chinese waltz in and get that? And then use it to control us? Under globalism, we were set up. That's all over, folks. That's why this is a new type of war. I still got issues. It can still be a setup. I'm concerned, but I know Trump means well. And people try to misconstrue what I just said right there. Fine, makes you feel good, knock yourselves out. If Trump fails, and you dumbass, I'm not talking about the audience, but the people attacking me, when you're sitting there with the lights off, starving to death, just remember, dumbass, you took that little bit of money from, you know, the left or whatever to do this. See, you guys get offered like $10,000 to sell out. How about $50 million a year was the last offer I told them to fly a kite? You have no idea, dumbos. That's why I don't want to ever hear that I sold out. Oh, yeah, right. I sold out of the truth and the way of pain and being attacked and sued and lied about because it was the truth. And I love it, actually. And I got basically no money in the bank, but I love my truck, my integrity. But I'm constantly under attack for my integrity because the bad guys know this guy ain't for sale. And I've changed the world. Because I'm just a man, just like you. I know how much power you got. I respect you because I respect myself. No, Trump's been very transparent. It's the right move to make. It's super bold. Can you disagree with it? And it's being done for you. For the first time in 50 years. Trump always says, all I'm going back to is the American system. Which is the most advanced. We're going back to the future. So here's Klaus Schwab saying, we're going to run things. Here's a general explaining we need the resources down there on C-SPAN. They're like, look, we caught them. We caught them admitting it's about that. Oh, you caught us. And then we've got another clip here. There's a longer one, but this is Lord Monckton, super smart, explaining how the communists and how the governments want to get the jobs away from the West for political control. And then they control the third world clients. We'll hit these videos back to back, and then I'll go to your calls. Thank you.
Who will really command the fourth industrial revolution and its technology like artificial intelligence?
What's your sense of who's best placed at this time to lead the world into the fourth industrial revolution? Because you pretty much created this term. We're seeing the kind of technological strides that China has made with Huawei, with the 5G technology. Do you believe that this could potentially be China's time once again?
We should make here again a differentiation. On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with the social responsibility.
Of course, the countries, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua with Russia relationships. Why this region matters with all of its rich resources and rare earth elements. You've got the lithium triangle, which is needed for technology today. 60% of the world's lithium is in the lithium triangle, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile. You just have the largest oil reserves, light sweet crude discovered off of Guyana over a year ago. You have Venezuela's resources as well with oil, copper, gold. We have the Amazon, lungs of the world. We have the 31% of the world's fresh water in this region too. I mean, it's just off the charts. We have a lot to do. This region matters. It has a lot to do with national security, and we need to step up our game.
See, our problem here in this country is that while you still have a communist regime in the shape of the Labour Party, supposing Reform were now to get in, they say, right, we will have corporation tax at 5 or 7% or whatever the lowest rate is, that would no longer tempt the companies that are now in Ireland to come to Britain because they know we have this hideous communist party, which would change it all just because they deliberately want to wreck the British economy. It's not a matter of accident. Do you suppose that even Rachel Reeves, even though she's what we call in Yorkshire thick as two short planks, the fact is she knows perfectly well that if you tax the nom-doms to force them overseas and force all the billionaires and millionaires and all their companies with them overseas, that is going to lose you revenue. She didn't care. That's what communism is all about. They know what they're doing. They are working with hostile actors and foreign regimes that do not wish us well. Because the Labour Party does not wish this country well, they wish to destroy us. Until you understand that, you understand nothing. That's the trouble we're facing here. They really mean us harm. The aim should be to balance the budget, but the Labour Party isn't even trying. They're trying to make the budget even more unbalanced until the whole system collapses, because it's only when they can force it to collapse that they will then say that capitalism has failed and we must now have communism writ in tooth and claw. And I can tell you, if you're the working people of this country, if they get away with that, you will not like it. You will suffer first and worst, because those who are rich enough and smart enough to see it coming will have got out with as much of their wealth as they can before it happens. But you won't be given that luxury. You will be trapped here in the misery that is communism.
And they're going full commie, folks. Anti-free speech, 3 years in prison for silently praying. I want to say one more thing and play one more clip before I go to your calls, and I really appreciate you calling in, but this is important to get out. I'm going to explain it very slowly. I know you're smart, but listen. There are hundreds of rare earth minerals. You need them for every camera, every computer, every phone, every switcher, everything, okay? How did China get 98% control of rare earth minerals in the last 40 years? It's on record. Via the globalist WTF and all the rest of it, no Western government, including the U.S. government, would let any company go mine it anywhere in the West. Australia was the only country bucked it, but they made a deal where only China could mine it. China was given a monopoly by the globalists of rare earth minerals to position themselves as dominant because the globalists had a deal with them. Trump's ending all that. This is organized to break the West because you are uppity and used to freedom. They want to make you poor to control you. I know you know that, but burn it into your brain. With Trump, he wants the opposite. He wants you successful. He wants you wealthy. He's classic America. He goes, all I'm doing is bringing back America. That's all. And selling that should be real simple. No tax on tips. Democrats control at the state level the collection. They're keeping the money already. Trump's having to sue them. The judge is saying, we're keeping the money. We're not going to have some barista or bartender or masseuse or guy that parks cars during college. We're not going to let that son of a bitch get his money, get an extra $100 a day. No. And the IRS, 70 or 87,000 extra IRS agents to throw the book at you down to $600. If you got $600 in tips and didn't tell them, it's all computerized with AI, they knew. But if you're some Somali stealing $5 million yourself, you're all protected because you're paying it to the Democrats. And all over Massachusetts, California, $30,000 to illegal aliens to buy their first home. Free money. Citizens don't get that. It's a royal screw job. Then you got Mondami. Look at his tenant director, Sia Weaver. We will transition from treating property as individual good to a collective good. Whites especially will be impacted. I can show you the clips. In England, they changed the sentencing last year where white men get longer sentences than anybody else. And then they announced a few months ago, and we're going to put more white men in jail. I mean, what does that even mean? And they're saying Germany did this 10 years ago, banned all new building of single family dwellings. And she says whites can't have their own house. What? And it's training you that one group gets more, one group gets less. They're training you discrimination's okay. This is diabolical. I've got Mondami saying, listen, we can't get full communism in. I've seen the clip. Saw it again last night. I've got it in the list. He says, I'm going to do the socialism first, the communism later, but we're going to seize the means of production. And now they're already coming for private property. I mean, folks, we got cancer. And it's not like he's some well-meaning idiot that can't do math. He knows these are technicians. These are saboteurs. Clark Bibb came out in the 60s and 70s. It was a dogma of the Democrats to collapse society for control for communism. But they didn't invent that. That's just the modern policy report on it. They're out, and I know most of you know this, but for the new listeners, do you understand me? You can look up everything I'm saying. They're literally Venezuelans were the richest people in this hemisphere until 27 years ago. And they took everything they got. Because they got liberal, and they got the women to, oh, let's be nice and share the money. And you see where they are. And we're going to be right there. So don't shake your fist at, go, look at those dumb Latin Americans. Look how they can't get their act together. We're inches away from being where they're at. Latin America's gorgeous. I would love to see them become free market. Oh, my God. And we're this close to freeing those people, folks. And we're not freeing because we're heroes. They're our fellow humans, and the same enemies trying to hurt them and want to hurt us. We have solidarity with these people. And we're beating the communists. We're turning the tide. But if people realize how desperate it was, they'd be 10 times more engaged and committed. Now look at this bug-eyed crazy woman. And she, this is her a few years ago. She's behind him, Mondami, when he got sworn in, looking like a, like literally barking like a seal, howling with pleasure, rubbing her hands together, going, ah, because she just, I mean, look at her eyes. I guarantee you this woman couldn't balance her checkbook. But she sure as hell's ready to take everything you got. Listen to this bitch.
I think the reality is that for centuries we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
They're going to target white people, folks. And then what's that do? Divide and conquer. Then white folks are going to blame brown people, even though it's not even brown people organizing this. Just look at this sick filth. These are demented degenerates who have a chip on their shoulder and can't believe we let them in here out of their hellhole countries. Look at Mondami's scumbag mother. Oh, my God. Lewis in Minnesota is from Venezuela. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to talk about right now the current situation in Venezuela. Like, you know, Venezuela citizens inside the country right now. There are many images of people celebrating. Most of those images are first outside of the country. Yeah. Right now, the tensions are high within the country. I have friends in several states, several cities. They are not going out too much. There are a lot of military control points that stopping vehicles, checking them. And I also wanted to shed light a little bit about what will be translated from Spanish, Colectivos de la Paz, which would be peace collectives, which is basically militias weaponized by Venezuela since 2010, 2011, if I'm not mistaken, to control the protest against the government, right? Chavez was the one who did this first. They were heavily involved in the repression on 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, that's how the communists came to power. I was basically saying with their militia. So the communists is a backup in case they ever lose power, still have a militia.
Correct. And these militias, Alex, they were trained by the Colombian militia, the FARC, you know, the ones that have been part in control of Colombia for a very, very long time. I'm going to say some of these names, some of these groups. You have the Carapaicas, you have the Tupamaros. The Tupamaros are the more prominent one. Actually, also, Tren de Aragua is a more specialized militia weaponized by the government. So for those who might not listen to your show and believe that this is some kind of invasion, that, you know, Trump made this up or Trump government made this up, no, it is 100% real. They exist and they've been existing for a very long time. I'm actually impressed that they were able to infiltrate the U.S. and do what they've done so far. And thankfully, Trump and, you know, Secretary of State, they are getting them all out. But they do exist. They are real. They're not some kind of invasion. They've been oppressing and repressing the citizens within the country for a very, very long time. And I have a concern, Alex, with this whole transition, because it seems that Marco Rubio is willing to work with Delcy Rodriguez. And I can tell you, from as a Venezuelan, and for me, friends, family, relatives, everybody, they don't want Delcy in charge at all. If a transition is going to happen, they need to be either jailed or eliminated, along with these militias. And it's kind of odd to me, and hopefully you can explain to me, why will Marco Rubio or Trump say that Maria Corina is not seen as the main front runner for, you know, to lead Venezuela? She has a lot of support, and she's been in the political...
I thought that was mean when Trump said that. Here's the deal. I can speculate. They need the communists to work with them so there's not a civil war. I think Trump will double-cross them as soon as they get hands on this, and that, you know... I mean, I know Trump. They're going to have a free and open election, but I agree. Playing footsie... Well, what is better, have the civil war or play footsie with her? I think it's dangerous either way. That's why I said I overall agree with the idea, but in practice, it's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous, and that's something that I've been thinking about, too. I've been listening to you all a long time, and I gather some of your, I'm not going to say expertise of the way how you think and how you see everything, right? Of course, Trump doesn't want a civil war to start because he took Maduro out, and he's right now in the U.S., and he's playing footsies, as you say, right? He's, you know, saying that he's going to cooperate, that he's going to do a whole transition and all this and all that. But ultimately, what needs to happen, they need to be gone one way or the other. I don't know how the U.S., because we are, and something else for those who don't know, in 2013, Chavez did a firearm buyback program. Basically, he...
That's right, the citizens don't have guns.
Nope, we don't. They don't have guns at all. What he did was basically just give us your firearms, and we're going to give you either money or electrodomestics, like toasters, ovens, fridges, or just plain money, right? And a lot of people bought into that. And, you know, what I mean, it wasn't in 2013.
It's always the same path than tyranny.
Yeah. I wanted to say something else, and this is more in the U.S. because I'm living here now. I'm a citizen. I've been here for 11 years. I'm grateful of this country. This is a great country, but, I mean, it's being lost. And Trump, thankfully, is pushing back. But here that I'm living in Minnesota, for example, and I've been into the inner cities. I don't live in Minneapolis or St. Paul, but I live close by. And I see the Somalis, and I see how they act, how they behave. Most of them, they're not assimilating to the culture. And I mean, if you are in a country, and these
they are aggressive and predatory.
Exactly. So we cannot allow that. I'm a citizen now, and it's sad for me to see this. We cannot allow this. and now with Nick Shirley shedding light to all these scams and how this tax money is going to these frauds and going then to Somalia, to these warlords. Like, we cannot let this happen. Now, Tim Walz is dropping from the 2026 governor election. That's a huge win. But still, it needs to be some indictments. Ilhan Omar needs to be out of the country. I don't think that she should be in the U.S. at all.
Like, oh, my gosh, I totally agree. If you know her whole history, her father and grandfather ran the genocide of 200,000 people, and then she wants to lecture Trump about being a tyrant in Venezuela.
Yep, I mean, this is something that I learned from you, and I learned a lot of even stuff from my own country that I wasn't fully aware. I learned from you, guy. I learned from you, Alex. I also listen to Steven Crowder, Tucker Carlson from time to time, but yeah, totally. This is basically, I just wanted to say this, people that are not aware of these peace collectives, those are basically a hand of the Bolivarian Revolution to repress the people. I don't know how Trump is going to do it. I think it's going to be more delicate because you're talking of people that are quote-unquote citizens, but they're not really. They are just armed militias that act as citizens, and they need to be out. And thank you so much, for Alex, for taking my call and listening to me.
Well, how does DHS decide who's domestically part of this militia? I guess they're tattoos or databases or what?
Well, I mean, funnily enough, Tupamaro, they even have a flag. So they are funded through social programs. Basically, you know, since everything collapsed in our country, you know, food is not being made, oil. We even have in 2020, as you may know, that Iran had to sell us gasoline because as an oil country, we cannot even produce gasoline. That's completely absurd. They are funded through social programs, distributing food to people. Right, those who are lower income and mostly favor the government. There are still some people that, you know, support the government. But either way, that's like a facade of what actually they do. But because they basically
why they make you poor to control you. God bless you, Lewis. I'm going to come back to Victor and Savage Dog, and then hand the baton over to Jay Dyer. Powerful calls. I mean, it is a no-brainer, folks, that the Democrat Party is a globalist party allied with Venezuela and Cuba, and to control Mexico. And if Trump can pull this off, I'm all for it. I'm just saying it's dangerous. And God knows what's going to happen. So we'll continue to chronicle it as it unfolds. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.